from the CNN Center in Atlanta, Nicole Lapin. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. California's Supreme Court has just struck down the state's ban on same-sex marriage. In a 4-3 ruling, the court ruling that the ban was unconstitutional. Now, several gay rights groups and the city of San Francisco had challenged a law that restricts marriage to a man and a woman. The decision really paves the way for California to become the second state after Massachusetts, of course, to allow gay and lesbian residents to marry. Meanwhile, the death toll from this week's devastating earthquake in China could soar to 50,000 people. While time is running out, rescuers are still finding survivors collapsed underneath these buildings. One woman was pulled to safety after being trapped under concrete and steel for 72 hours. But there has also been heartbreak and tragedy. In one town where a middle school collapsed, rescuers found mostly dead children. And in Myanmar, heavy rain is really hampering relief operations there. But a warning of a second cyclone heading for the country has been canceled. The Red Cross says that the cyclone 2 weeks ago killed as many as 128,000 people. Meantime, there are reports that humanitarian aid is being sold, and the military is now accused of stealing supplies for its own use. The country's military government is warning of legal action against people who trade or hoard aid. Congress, meanwhile, is making some attempts to ease the price of gasoline. It voted to temporarily stop putting oil into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The government's emergency stockpile contains 701 million barrels of oil, and 70,000 barrels are added daily. President Bush really believing now that putting those barrels back on the market will have little or no impact on gasoline or crude oil prices. Hey, guess what? You can get a free chicken sandwich and biscuits from McDonald's today. This is what they look like if you're hungry. They are promoting a new line of Southern-style items on the menu. There's a catch, though. You need to buy a medium drink. McDonald's expects to give away 8 million sandwiches across the country today. Those are the headlines of this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone. Take care.